Coming up on episode number 735, it's the first episode of a new year, and it's the first all-request show of the new year. On today's show, you're going to hear covers of Velvet Underground, Peter Gabriel, and maybe even a little bit of Shel Silverstein. All this, the giveaway of the 5 tune-up licenses, trivia with Tina, and we're going to help you complete the last track, the bonus track, on your Talking Heads tribute, Naive Medley. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, January 4th. 2011. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another episode of Coverville, another all-request show where I play the songs that you wanted to hear, the songs that you emailed in or called in or Facebooked in and told me that you want to hear. A lot of great requests on today's show, but, you know, before we get to those, let's get to something else. Prior to the countdown, the last episodes that I did were a two-part announcement, release, if you will, of Naive Medley. This must be the Coverville tribute to the Talking Heads, and I promised you a bonus track, right? I promised you that the 18 tracks that you received were not going to be it, that there was going to be one more, and I'm happy to announce and play for you right now the final track, the bonus track. This is awesome, and talk about capping this album off with a bang. Wait till you hear what he's done with this. Chance, longtime friend of the show, performer at the Coverville 500, all of that, fantastic contributor to Coverville, has recorded a cover of Wildlife, that song that the Talking Heads included on their True Stories soundtrack, film, and album. Let's go ahead and listen to his cover of it right now. Here's Chance with Wildlife.
With your conscience, you wrestle. you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Crossroads a second time, make the devil change his mind. It's a pound of flesh, but it's really a ton. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
You let your tears whenever I fall, whenever I.
Oh, I was just waiting for it. Doesn't he not say it? Fall at Your Feet by Boy and Bear. That one going out to Neil Wilson in Fernie, Canada. Great request there. That comes from a brand new album, or a fairly new album. Well, it came out at the end of last year. He Will Have His Way, the songs of Neil Finn and the Finn brothers. And I'm sorry, no, the songs of Tim and Neil Finn. That's what it's called. It is the follow-up to She Will Have Her Way, which was the female version of the album, of course. All covers of Tim and Neil Finn's solo projects, as well as their work together in Crowded House, which that was a cover of Crowded House, obviously. Finn Brothers, basically every iteration, Split Ends, of course, things like that. Great album, and it's worth it to pick both of them up. They're both solid, great compilation tribute albums, and highly, highly, highly recommend it. Boy and Bear with their cover of Fall at Your Feet going out to Neil Wilson. Before that, Hugo and his cover of 99 Problems. You know, I've been listening a lot to the Black Keys, and somewhere between, and it's funny, the Black Keys and the White Stripes, you've got that cover of 99 Problems, originally by Jay-Z, performed there by Hugo. That comes from the single 99 Problems, which came out last year. That one going out to Sean McGurr from Huntington. And that's really, really cool. We start off the set, though, with a track that you can go download right now. It is Wildlife by Chance, a cover of the Talking Heads' Wild Wildlife. It is available as part of the Naive Medley. This Must Be the Coverville Tribute to the Talking Heads album. And if you go to coverville.com/talkingheads, no spaces, you can download a copy either of the entire album, including the new Chance single, or if you've already downloaded the rest of the album and you just want to complete it, just want to add this this awesome bonus track to the end of it, then you can do that as well. Just go to coverville.com/talkingheads and you can download it. Also have a link in the show notes next to this track, and eventually a blurb up on the right side of the page, so you can, you know, direct your friends there, tweet about it, Facebook about it, all that great stuff. Let's talk about Audio Engine. Yes, they are the sponsor for today's episode of Coverville. Audio Engine's innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed to fit all of your music and your audio. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features like the Audio Engine 5, the premium-powered bookshelf speakers. These are great. I have a pair right here, actually, in this room, and they fill this. You can't tell, obviously, from how I sound, even on the chat room, the video that they're looking at, they can't tell. But this is a large, large room. And even at like level 3 or 4 on these speakers, they fill the room with sound, but it never gets to the point where it's all muffled or distorted or anything like that. Award-winning sound and the perfect audio upgrade. Real speakers for all your music. Audio Engine 5 is wireless ready and works with all your music, unlike my mouth. Now, when you're ready to buy, go to AudioEngineUSA.com. Enter the coupon code COVERTEN, that's COVERTEN, when you buy online, and you'll receive 10% off your order. Free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, how about a live set? We're going to start off with a request, you know, and I've actually had requests to do an entire live episode of Coverville, and I've done a couple of those, and I'll do them again, don't worry. But what we're going to do is just do a set right now, since these are all requests, right? We're going to start things off with a cover of Salisbury Hill, originally by Peter Gabriel, covered here by the Dust Rhinos from their 2007 release, Second Set. This is going out to Mike Jacobs in Annandale, Virginia. Let's go ahead and hear some Dust Rhinos. Still
no choice. I do not believe the information. I just had to trust imagination. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Go, he said. Get your things, I've come to take you home.
Compares with you, and these memories lose their meaning. something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, and I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my I love you more.
All right, we're going to play a Johnny Cash song before we go.
I better watch my step or I'll break my leg with
That's awesome. Going out to Kevin Mitchell in Blacksburg, Virginia. That is Pearl Jam with a live version of 25 Minutes to Go, originally by Shel Silverstein, but very famously covered by Johnny Cash. You can absolutely hear that more as a Johnny Cash song than as a Shel Silverstein track. Again, you can find that on one of those Pearl Jam live albums, live at Benaroya Hall, October 22nd, 2003. Going out to Kevin Mitchell in Blacksburg, Virginia. A couple people in Virginia requested stuff for this set. In My Life, a live version by Dave Matthews. That is a live bootleg. I don't know if it's been released anywhere. Came out in 2000, but what a great version. That one going out to David Mortman. And then we start off that set with the Dust Rhinos and their cover of Salisbury Hill, originally by Peter Gabriel. You'll find that version on their 2007 Dust Rhinos album called Second Set. Hey, how about an update to something you heard a while back on Coverville?
Brian, Matthew, I was in Alice from Honolulu, Hawaii, the proposal episode. I just want to let you know and update the Coverville listeners. Is on the 12th of December, we got married at our baby shower. And on this Friday, we've just had our baby. So on the 17th. It's been a long, sleepless set of days. But again, Brian, is Matthew from the Coverville proposal episode. We'll let you know I got married last Sunday, and we now have a baby as of Saturday. Thank you very much, Brian, and looking forward to see the final Coverville episode of the month, year. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Matthew. Yes, Matthew Rittenhouse, who did the, if you could pick it up from that phone call, he did the proposal episode where we put together a song list and he used it to propose to his girlfriend. They just had their baby a couple weeks ago and got married. Congratulations again going out to Matthew and Yim from Hawaii. And very cool. Congratulations, you guys. All right, let's do the giveaway. All right, so we had the Coverville Countdown episodes, right? That was last month, the last four episodes of the year. And as part of that, big thanks to the fine folks at TuneUp, tuneupmedia.com, who donated five licenses to their software. Now, again, their software will help you go through your iTunes library and label missing tracks, provide missing artwork to albums that don't have artwork, things like that. And and it's great, you know, even if you don't win, it's a great thing to pick up because, you know, we all need it. I need it. Let's pick the winners here. We had just a ton of submissions or a ton of entries to the contest, and I ran it through the random number generator to pick several of them, and even took people who signed up as late as today. So if you did sign up today, then you were entered in this as well, just to make it fair. The winners are Russell Wyatt, Sam Prosser, Luke Lefevre, Peter Sanford, and Kev Nowery. Nowery, did I pronounce that right? Nowery? No worry. So Russell Wyatt, Sam Prosser, Luke Lefevre, Peter Sanford, and Kev Nowery. Congratulations, you five are the big winners for the, are the big winners for the tune-up prize. So congratulations, and I think actually one of them is even in the chat room. Looks like it is. It looks like Sam Prosser is. Congratulations, Sam. Nice. All right. And if you didn't win, number one, you still should pick up a copy of TuneUp. It's really cool. Does a great job with your iTunes library and even helps you find concerts and videos for songs in your library that you may not know exist. Second of all, stick around here on Coverville. We're always giving stuff away, so keep listening and you'll get your chance to win coming up in 2011. Let's do another request, and rather than me tell you about it, I'm going to have the listener tell you about it.
Hey, Brian, it's Tom DJ calling you straight out of Brooklyn in Better in the Dark Laboratories here. First off, Happy New Year, Happy 2011. I hope everything is going right with you. And I wanted to make a request because I just came across a really great cover song of cover version of Leonard Cohen's Everybody Knows by a band called The Ducks. They are spelled D-U-H-K-S, not D-U-C-K-S. And most people, when they cover Leonard Cohen, they just do the same thing. They basically try to be Leonard Cohen, which is kind of impossible because, of course, only Leonard Cohen is Leonard Cohen. But they still try to do that whole kind of somber, shouting to the rafters kind of thing. Whereas what these guys did was they turned it into this kind of bluegrass hoedown, which, and I just really dug it, and it was like the perfect thing to be listening to as you're stumbling home from your New Year's Eve party in at 2 in the morning. And I just wanted to, I'm sure you've heard of this before, but I just wanted to request that because I think it's really, really cool. And keep up the good work, as always, both here and in things such as FilmSack, and I will hopefully talk to you soon.
Awesome.
Peace.
See you, Tom. Happy New Year. And this is a great version. And, you know, for those people who only know Leonard Cohen through covers of Hallelujah, this is a great track and a great cover. Here are the Ducks from their self-titled album from 2006 with their cover of Leonard Cohen's Everybody Knows.
And everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. And everybody knows that the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich stay rich. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like their dog or their daddy just died. Everybody's talking to their pockets, and everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet. There's so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. And everybody knows it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. Everybody knows that you live forever when you're down a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten, but old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows a naked man and woman just shining out of facts of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead. There's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose just what everybody knows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through, from the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beaches of Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming apart. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows, everybody knows, that's how it goes, and everybody knows. Woo!
Hey, Brian, it's Glenn Inglecox with a request for you. Coming from Malaysia, still living here, still listening to Coverville. In fact, I only listened to two podcasts, Coverville and NPR's All Songs Considered. They played a cover song the other day that I think would be worth your time. It was by a fellow named Alo Black, Alo, A-L-O-E, like the stuff you spread on your skin after a sunburn, and Black, B-L-A-C-C. It was on his 2010 album, Good Things, and it's a cover of the Velvet Underground song written by Lou Reed called Femme Fatale. You're always talking about songs, an artist, when they do a cover, making it their own or putting it in a totally different genre. Well, Alo Black makes this an R&B song, and it's great.
Better watch your step. She's gonna break your heart in two. It's true. It's not hard to realize. Just look into a false colored eye. She'll build you up just to put you down. Everybody knows
she's a femme fatale.
Things she does to me,
she's a femme fatale.
Just a little tease,
she's a femme fatale.
See the way she walks, see the way she
number 37, have a look. She's gonna smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little more, she's from the street. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gonna play you for. Everybody knows
she's a femme fatale.
Things she does to me,
she's a femme fatale.
She's just a little tease,
she's a femme fatale.
See the way she walks, see the way she talks. Everybody knows.
got so much to give. I want to give it. I want to get some too. A man out of you. She wants to go where the people dance. She wants some action. She wants to live. Action. So much to give. She wants to get it. She wants to get some. To papa, 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 papa. She loves the black guy. She's got the buggy on the disco ride. She's got the buggy on the disco line.
Oh my God, that is rough. That is the Del Rubio Triplets from their anthology, which collected all of their great songs, including so many covers. Their cover of I Love the Nightlife by Alicia Bridges. Now that is going out to James Kay in Sydney, Australia, who said, you know, I've never heard a cover of I Love the Nightlife. He described it as that song that has action in it. And yeah, well, you know, maybe it's a good thing you haven't heard a lot of covers of that song, including that Del Rubio Triplets. They were I don't want to say proteges. They were associated with Pee Wee Herman back in the 80s and appeared on a couple of his specials and his TV show and stuff like that. So, yes, that is the Del Rubio Triplets going out to James Kay in Sydney, Australia. Before that, Femme Fatale going out to Glenn in Malaysia, a cover of the Velvet Underground song by Alo Block, B-L-A-C-C, A-L-O-E. Could be pronounced Alo, but I think it is Alo Block from his 2010 album, Good Things. And then before that, the Ducks from their self-titled album from 2006 with a great cover, changing it up quite a bit, Leonard Cohen's Everybody Knows. And that rocks. That really totally rocks. Well, Tina is here for a little Musically Challenged.
You know, it's always fun listening to the Del Rubio Triplets.
Yeah, I make
they're a little kooky.
I make you listen to them every once in a while. If you haven't seen, you should look for a YouTube video of the Del Rubio Triplets because they look just like they sound. I mean, they are you know, these three older women with poofed up bouffant hairs. They're playing, you know, plucky twangy guitars, and I think one of them passed away a couple of years ago, but the other two, I believe, are still going strong. I don't know if they're still performing, but it's worth it to go find a video, especially if you can find one of their appearances on one of the Pee Wee Herman specials. It's worth checking out. So, how are things going?
Great. Got a new washing machine.
I know. Excited
about
that. Came
home. It was installed. Looks all pretty.
Yes. Bright red.
Bright red.
Yes. Yes, so...
I can't wait to do laundry for the first time ever.
Really?
Really. I've been, like, itching to do it all day, knowing
that you had a new machine to do it in. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Exciting.
Yes. All right. Let's go ahead and get to Musically Challenged. This is... you know, I they're all my favorites. I can't really say that there's a style of Musically Challenged that I don't like, but I really do like the way these go. So here is JR from Valencia, and he'll say that.
Hello, Brian and Tina. It's JR from beautiful Valencia, California, and I hope you're ready to play another round of the song title Remains the Same. You know how it works. Each question is comprised of clips from songs that happen to have the same song title. You need to name that song title and the artist performing. And I was feeling ambitious today, so each question has three different song clips. Think you can handle it? Let's find out. Here's question one.
Okay. All right, Tina.
Last one was Bon Jovi, It's Your Life.
Oh, it's not your life.
It's my life.
It's your, it's
my
life.
It is my life. It's all about my life, Brian.
That's right. They were all It's My Life. Do you know who the other two were?
Oh, you know, no. They were familiar. But yes. I have, and I know I should know at least the second one.
You should know the second one. Yeah, it's Talk Talk.
Okay, yeah.
And that was covered by No Doubt. That version was covered by No Doubt.
Yes.
And then the first one, I want to say, was Jerry and the Pacemakers. Not 100% sure on who that first version was.
I don't know.
Because at first I thought that was This Diamond Ring. It begins very similarly to This Diamond Ring.
Okay.
It's my life and I'll do what I want. No, Eric Burdon and the Animals. That's who I'm saying it is. And okay. I'm looking at the chat room and it looks like everybody in there got It's My Life. Very good. Okay, let's go ahead and... did I not get that Looking Glass, Dan? All right, let's go ahead and get to the next one here.
Here's question two.
Okay.
Second one was the Dire Straits.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Do you remember the name of the song? It was the song the first track on Brothers in Arms.
Yeah, it doesn't help me. I want to say something like something with Walk in it.
No, you're thinking Walk of Life.
Yeah. Okay.
Something with Walk or Life.
Okay, I don't know.
That's So Far Away.
Oh yeah.
And I think the first version was Carole King. The last version, I'm going to guess Green Day. I didn't recognize that one, but
I didn't either.
All right, that's my guess on that third one. Okay, let's go ahead and get to the last one.
And here is question three.
All right.
Second one is Wham.
Yes. What's the song?
I don't know, because just as I was starting to get it,
the next song came in.
So I can't.
Funny because he actually could have even played the George Michael. Wasn't a cover, but there was a second song released by George Michael that had the same title, but was a different song.
Yeah.
Kind of referenced the first song, but
Freedom. I don't know. Freedom. Yes. That's right.
I couldn't tell you who either the other two were. Maybe Rage Against the Machine Rage Against the Machine for the third one.
Yeah, the first one I'd almost say like Eddie Van Halen or something.
Because the heavy guitar and stuff. Yep. All right. Good. All right. Let's go. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, here come the answers. Song title one was It's My Life. The artists were The Animals, Talk Talk, and just for Tina, Bon Jovi. It's my life. Song title two.
3 for 3 on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Two was So Far Away. On that one, we had Carole King, Dire Straits, and Social D.
Oh, Social Distortion.
So far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore?
So far away from me. So far, I just can't see.
So far away.
That's a good one. So 5 for 6 yeah. so far.
Yep, not bad.
I pulled out Carole King off that first one,
you
too.
You did?
All right, just saying.
And song title 3 was Freedom. There we had Jimi Hendrix.
Look at that, Jimi Hendrix. Eddie Van Halen, a very good guess, though.
Yes.
So nice
job.
Well,
I knew it was.
Yes.
And Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine.
Freedom! That's what I want now.
Alrighty then.
I just want to say
that's it
like
for
that.
This round. Hope you enjoyed it.
Sometimes I do when nobody's home. Not bad. 7 out of 9. I'd say that's
not bad. That's probably the best we've done in a while.
I think so. And if you count the song titles, then we got 9 out of 12.
Okay. Sounds good.
So there you go. Wow. Looks like according to the chat room, Jerry Rafferty just died. Lead singer
of the Beaver Brown Band.
No, that's
no. Who's
McCafferty? John McCafferty and the Beaver Brown
Maybe
Band?
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, no. Jerry Rafferty was the lead singer of Steeler's Wheel, who did "Stuck in the Middle with You."
Oh, aw.
And Baker Street, and yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's a bummer. All right, let's see here. Oh, so before we go, and I like to make this an annual tradition, I've got a song that I'm going to play as the closing music for Coverville today that is different from the regular ending theme of Coverville. So before I do that, let's go ahead and tell you all about Coverville. Email me at coverville@gmail.com if you have a request. You know what I could do? I could play the regular sweeper music behind this, and then I'm going to stall while it queues up, by the way. The regular Coverville music. There we go. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call a request line at 206-222-COVER or visit coverville.com for all your cover song needs, the cover song search tool, the archives, all the Coverville archives, and so much more. Make sure you download your free copy of Naive Medley. This must be the place, or this must be the Coverville tribute to the Talking Heads and the new track from Chance. And that is going to do it for this show. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story edition. And Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. And Coverville is a proud member of the Frog Pan Studios Ultra Feed podcast. So good, it's like you're there. Okay, now all that's taken care of, let's get to the last song, and I do love doing this year after year. It's a song by Dan Wilson from Semisonic and Trip Shakespeare, and it comes from the 2002 compilation Maybe This Christmas. Every year, it's perfect. The perfect way to start the year. Here's Dan Wilson with What a Year for a New Year. We'll see you next time on Coverville. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
What a year for a new year. We need it like we needed life, I guess. Last one left us lying in a mess. What a year for a new year. What a night for a sunrise. And we thought the dark would never end. Reaching out to try to find a friend. What a night for a sunrise, sunrise. What a day for a new day. And our star shines like a miracle. Again, what a day for a new day, new day, new year.
What a night for a sunrise. And we thought the dark would never end, reaching out to try to find a friend. What a night for a sunrise.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!